try to upsell and cross-sell with every order. So upselling would be, you know, look at what the guy's doing. Is there something that might do a better job for him that would lock him in a little bit more? You know, some kind of special thing you could do. I mean, those kinds of things can lock a customer in and actually give them better performance. And I'm not totally certain how effective we are as a company in, you know, doing special hones and K-lands and things of that nature. But those kinds of things, you know, it's a competitor just would give up and say, man, I could just can't make something like that. Is that something we can do to make a special edge geometry or something like that? I'm sure we could do it if we decided we were going to do it. But is it impossible to get that kind of...
We're not great at it.
We're not great at it, yeah. Yeah, okay, well... But what's cross-selling? What's that about? What does that mean?
Buy this, I can give you a deal on this, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. So, you know, we want to sell a guy drills, but we don't want to get him aggravated over the drills. So he wants to work on the milling, we do the milling. We come to a blockade there. So maybe we can tie in something. Hey, look, we'll do this if you let us get into that thing and look for something else. Always look around. Let me tell you, I had a factory that I used to call on. And it was in San Bernardino. It was a railroad. And I got in there, and I hit it off with the guy, and we started working on an area of the factory, and we did some survey work and fixed it up and got it going pretty good, and he was pretty happy. So I said, well, let's try it in another area. So he went, and we kind of were going around a plant systematically, and we ended up with most of the business there. And I had guys in my region come over and help, that sort of thing. And then later on in life, I ran into this guy, John Bertoli, who I told you was a really fabulous sales guy for Valonite when I was in the field in the 70s. And I was telling him about San Bernardino, and he said, yeah. He said, I was kind of laughing. He says, I saw you kicked us out of there and put all that Carbolite stuff in there. He goes, but thank God you never found the real business out there. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, they were buying over $1 million a year in the 70s. Of these special scarfing tools, or, you know, some kind of big chunk of carbide that did something on a railroad wheels, like, I don't know if it took the hard spots or the flat spots off, or what it did, you know, and it, you know, so he was kind of laughing. He told me about that, and I thought, you know. So that's part of that thing. If you can make a layout of a plant and find out what are they doing and all, who's in charge, because there might be some opportunity like that. In the old days, we used to make anything out of carbide. Now, I don't think Seco does that. Is that correct? No. We're not going to make it.
And it has to be related to metal cutting removal.
Okay, but what if it's like a big chunk of carbide that's going to, like on a railroad wheel, you've got to have a special configuration to create the form and so on, you know?
Yeah, if it's metal removal, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to make
yeah.
The cutter blade for a lawnmower.
Yeah, right.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, the point I'm making is here is, you know, you think you know a count, get around and see the whole thing and, you know, ask questions about what they buy and so on. You'd be surprised. In that case, I was quite surprised. You know, this thing here, make sure you're working on the stuff that's worth working on. You know, that's one of those little word things that is kind of cool, I think, in a way. But it's so important. Just every day, look at what I'm doing. Is what I'm doing worth doing? Can I do this another way? Can somebody else do it? Am I using this to take up my day? Should I really be doing something else? Try to work on what's worth working on. Some of us, I'm certain, are going into accounts and spending too much time at an account, and we know it, but we do it anyhow. So, you know, put your watch on and say, this account deserves this amount of time, and then take a look at that. And you can argue this and discuss it forever, but just try to make sure you're working on the right stuff. A lot of times... Now, of course, I'm 60 years old, so, you know, what I work on anymore is not that important. You know, I could tell you, though, I remember sitting at my desk and thinking, what am I doing this for? I shouldn't be doing this. I ought to be doing that, you know, and can I get some other way to do this? Is it cheaper to do it this way? You know, and so on. And that's something you need to think about when you're in the situation that you folks are in, for sure. Hold the line of price. We've talked about that. If you discount it, you got to sell more, obviously. Reevaluate your assumptions. You know, don't ever listen to a distributor tell you you can't get any business out of that place. Or your boss tells you, don't bother with this account. You're never going to be able to sell them. Or, just reevaluate all those assumptions. And if a distributor tells you something in good faith, he's trying to help you, these guys never pay their bills, or whatever he tells you, don't take that for gospel. You know, just listen to it. Hear it. Be wary of that, But hey, there can be a different set of circumstances every day in the account. Somebody could die or retire or whatever, can change the whole situation around. So never take what somebody tells you, your boss, your coworkers, or something like that. Just say, okay, well, geez, that sounds good.
This is on tape now.
Right, right, yeah, yeah. Is it? I think I turned it. Yeah, I did. So, you know, make sure that you look into what you're going to do. Okay, let's get to now public speaking. We're going to have some fun here. And let me tell you that for one reason or another, getting up in front of an audience was the most difficult thing on the planet for me to do. And I can tell you sincerely and honestly, when I first got started in selling, and we were in a thing like this, I remember we had this regional meeting, and we were in a room, and it was like your first, your second. And, you know, when we did this little hello thing in the morning, when you came here, I mixed you up. And I did that specifically because, for me, I would be absolutely petrified